This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Susan Swartz isn't a delegate to the Democratic Convention this week. She's there in Denver, in her words, as a tourist. And as such, one thing she noticed immediately in the streets of the Mile High City was the highly visible presence of a reported $50 million upgrade in the city's police and security forces.
There's cops everywhere, and they're on horseback and on motorcycles and on bicycles. And they've got all new equipment and body armor on and gas masks hanging from their belts. And they come around the corner hanging onto the side of their riot squad vans. And it's like, oh my gosh, this is like a futuristic movie.
And that may have been a factor in the surprisingly low turnout for what was billed as the big anti-war protest demonstration on Sunday.
The big protest march that was anti-war, and mostly people who were basically against the Bush administration, and they had expected to have 25,000, but it looked and it felt and it was reported as more like 1,500.
But Norman Solomon, the media critic and progressive political writer from Point Reyes, who is in Denver as a delegate, says that anti-war sentiment was running high at a panel called Not Warfare, where North Bay Congressman Lynn Woolsey was featured.
As is always the case, she really put in focus the moral issues involved of continuing to spend so much money on the military, continuing to occupy Iraq. And she did use that term. She said, let's face it, this is an occupation.
Solomon also reports that his discussions with other delegates have found a generally high level of approval of the choice of Senator Joe Biden as the Democratic ticket's vice presidential nominee.
While there's been a lot of talk in the news media in the last few days about possible conflicts between Obama and Clinton delegates, at least in the California delegation, I haven't experienced that. I've talked to a number of people in depth, and whether they're Obama or Clinton delegates, I think there's a lot of emotion about putting the primaries behind us and about the next 2.5 months or so and making all that work to the benefit of the ticket.
But Susan Swartz says her conversations with Hillary Clinton supporters suggest that many of them are still having a hard time getting to that place of party unity.
I spoke to a woman from Newton, Massachusetts, who said, we just don't want this convention to go away without people recognizing that Hillary was such an imperative in the campaign and did so well in the campaign. But I think most people that I've talked to have said, okay, we understand, you know, you're hurt and disappointed, but you have to get behind Obama. And I went up to one woman and I said, does this mean that you would vote for McCain? And she says, I don't want anything to be interpreted that way. I just want more respect for Hillary Clinton.
Both Norman Solomon and Susan Swartz are sharing their impressions and views of the convention and surrounding events as part of KRCB's nightly coverage of the 4-day event every evening at 5:30 and 6:30 respectively. You can hear the full reports from which these comments were excerpted at krcb.org/election. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.